Welcome to Resilient Living Podcast. I am your host, Terrilyn Minifield, excited to talk about all things resilience. Well, today we are going to talk about the love that's all around you. Here in the United States, we are celebrating Valentine's Day. So you may ask, well, what is Valentine's Day? Why does it even exist? Great question. Valentine's Day is the day in which our society created a holiday to celebrate love. It starts back in the 1300s. St. Valentine's Day was declared from the common belief in France and in England that birds started their mating season on February 14th. And this led to a holiday of love and romance. The first Valentine was actually sent in the 15th century. You know, it's so funny how all of these things in history became a holiday that we celebrate. The commercialization of Valentine's Day actually began like in the 1840s when the first cards were produced in the United States. Since then, giving flowers, giving candy, getting anything that signifies an expression of love has taken over what this holiday means, probably for you and for me. And so Valentine's Day becomes a day when you show those that you love around you with gifts and expressions of roses, candy, and anything to remind them of how much you care for them. And you know, Americans probably spend like $20 billion when it comes to Valentine's Day. So why do I point this out? I point this out because it's amazing that we actually take a day to express our love to those around us through gifts and cards and expressions that we can do every single day of the year. Now, I'm not hating on Valentine's Day. There were many years that I loved to be in the midst of the Valentine surprise and gifts. And my husband has always done a great job of giving me things to show how much he loves and appreciates me. But what I found more is that over time, the gifts that don't come with the expression of flowers or candy, the gifts of respect, self-awareness, partnership, resiliency, all of those gifts that are intangible become the best gifts that I like to receive. So although I'm not hating on Valentine's Day, I say go live it up and celebrate well. Whatever your love language is, may your cup be filled with that language. May you receive every card, every flower, every piece of candy that you like to enjoy. But I want to remind all of us that we need to enjoy the love that's around us each and every day. The more and more that I expose myself to social media, the more I see a lot of holidays that are created in a momentum within social media that people start gravitating to. There are Daughter's Day and Grandparents' Day and even Son's Day, and all kinds of days that become this momentum within social media that people start to display their family or loved ones or members of their households to express their love and care for them. And does it really take all that? Do we need to have a social media event in order to remind us of those that we love and care about around us? And again, I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but I really don't need one of the social media platforms to remind me of my dog and how much I care about my dog or my daughters or my sons or any family members. And that's because I appreciate the love that's around me. You know, the most powerful thing I can tell you about love is that love is the cure for any and everything that's going on in this world. It's the cure for frustration, for depression, for addiction. Love actually cures all of those things. A little bit of love can take you a long way. We had some recent events that happened. You know, I'm a football fan. My family were all football fans. And, you know, we were watching the Monday night football game when DeMar Hamlin actually took a hit in his chest and was knocked out on the ground in the middle of a Monday night football game. The intensity of that event rose in people's hearts, in people's minds, and rose in the prayers that were offered for him to remain healthy and well. As he was revived on the field and taken to the hospital, people started to give to his foundation far above what we can even think or imagine. And the outpouring of love, the outpouring of care, the outpouring of concern for this young man was beyond what many could even imagine on a national network TV. They had people praying for him on ESPN. They had churches and people lighting candles in hopes to watch his recovery and believe for the best. That's the love that's available, the love that's really around us. It's just a matter of us paying attention to that love and saying yes and choosing more love than choosing ourselves in any situation. It was amazing to see, and it was such an event that actually could spark revival in this land, that people stopped thinking and caring about only their own selfish ambition or their own family or their own needs, and giving and accepting that there is a responsibility for us to take care of one another. We really do need to enjoy the love around us. Now, I know probably you're saying, yeah, Terrellyn, that's one instance, and there's all the debate of why the young man fell down and his hit, and all the speculation of all the different things and different things that people are adding to the conversation. But what I want to make sure is that we understand the power of the love that's available to add to the conversation. That regardless of whatever you may think have happened to that young man, the power of him overcoming what he went through is the power that's available when we love one another. Yes, there were doctors that took very good care of him. Yes, there were first responders that acted in their profession that were far above what we even know to do in that situation. But the best part of all of it is that we came together. And I know I've mentioned before how I love the Olympics. The Olympics, where all of the countries are represented, where their best athletes are coming before the games and running or swimming, and they're putting their best efforts after years of training. And we all can cheer for them when our countries are represented. It's such an amazing feeling that we can look at those Olympians and their hard work and stand behind them. That's the love that's available, that's around us. You know, if we took the time to really start thinking of the good that we can do instead of looking at the division or the controversy that's around us, man, wouldn't that make a difference? Wouldn't it make a difference that we wouldn't have to just celebrate Valentine's one day a year, where we can operate in the mode of being a Valentine all the time? You know, it's just so amazing. The rapidness of time that, you know, keeps before us, and how things continue to go, whether we agree with them or we don't. But what's most importantly is that we don't need to take time for granted. And we don't need to take the criticism from those that we wouldn't take advice from. You know, I feel as if the movement of social media and all its good that's available, the technology that's available for all of us, can also be a deficit of how we operate because we aren't sticking to what we know to be true or operating out of the love that's available for us. And I've said many times about my faith and my belief in God. And, you know, I think the more that I talk to people, the more that I understand where they come from is people only see God through their own experiences. And when you have situations that happen to you, you know, most times God is the first one that you want to go to and you want to ask for help or healing or understanding. And that's perfectly all right. That's exactly who he is. But what if we realize that that love was around us all the time and available to us? And if we can operate out of a level of love, how much better situations would be. We wouldn't have the immediate divide that comes with racism or destruction or brutality. If we operate in a level of love, we could have Disneyland all the time. And we wouldn't have to go to, you know, Futureland or, you know, all the different lands that are in Disneyland. We would be able to have a place where everybody could have the happiest place on earth. Is it really that unrealistic? No, it's available. If we can take the time to express ourselves and our loves one day a year, where we give tokens of appreciation for others and let them know how much we care about them, think if we turn that on and went outside of those that we know to let them know how much they care for us and have that exchange going on. Wouldn't it be a better place to live and to be? You know, my husband today, he bought some Girl Scout cookies. And, you know, our daughter was a part of the Girl Scouts. And I remember the whole idea of the Girl Scouts. And I love the Girl Scouts and love what they represent. And I remember oftentimes buying the cookies as a seed to help the girls get whatever they were, their goals were with, you know, the setup of how they were doing, whatever they're doing. And I'm not sure how different it is now compared to what it was then. But it was a small act that was in agreement to their goals to help them get where they wanted to go. So whether we ate the cookies or we didn't eat the cookies, we spread the seed of buying those cookies in order to help those girls, in order to give them a little bit more love to get to where it is that they wanted to go. And I saw him come home and it made me smile to think about, wow, he bought those cookies. But even how more important it is that that little act will help those girls get to the goals that they want to have in their life. And I'm not making a small thing big. I'm believing a small thing is big. And that's the what we need to do in our lives to be able to take the time to know and realize that we can make a difference as we show up with the love that's around us. And for us to recognize that there is love around you no matter what. Sometimes these holidays are really hard for those that don't have those around them that they can express their love to. Christmas is hard when you have, you know, loved ones that are no longer with you. Any holiday can be hard. Thanksgiving, you just don't know how to express how you are thankful when you're in pain or you're in hurting. I just want us to remember the love that's around us all the time. That the little things that we do make a difference. And the big things that come our way, we can handle it with the level of love that we build up in our hearts and around us to know that there's enough love to push us through whatever we go through. You don't have to be stuck. So as the world here in the United States, as they start expressing the love for one another, and we celebrate everything and it gets so commercialized that sometimes it takes the love out of it because it just becomes about a dollar and, you know, a competition. Let's put more love back into our daily walk. Let's put love back into why we do what we do. Let's find out how to love each other better so that we really can enjoy the love that's around us. I think we mentioned before on the podcast, one of the books that were just amazing as far as love languages. It's by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. A reason why that book is so pivotal in understanding of love is you don't love people based on how you receive your love. You love them according to the love language that they receive their love in. And I can only imagine a world where we start loving and caring about people according to the way they receive their love that allows us to be more love than anything else. Because it really is the love around you that gets you through, that keeps you encouraged, that makes you happy, that allows you to be smart, to be knowledgeable, and most importantly, allows you to be free. That's where your dreams are going to come. That's where your faith and your belief is going to come. It's all going to come from the level of love that you walk in. So for my husband and myself, we decided many years ago that we were not going to participate in the commercialization of Valentine's Day. We were going to do our best job to love each other on purpose every day and enjoy the love around us. So does that mean that we don't exchange gifts when it comes to Valentine's Day? We do. But the gifts that we give one another are the expressions of love that we give all the time. You got to enjoy the love around you. Tell me, what do you think? I'd love to hear from you. It is such a big, wonderful world that we have that we're living in. And I appreciate each and every country that it's tuning in to listen to the podcast, to take nuggets away that you know and understand everything that you go through allows you to walk in another level of love. In some of my research that I've done, as far as studying through my dissertation, I would study populations of women that have been drug users, drug abusers, and gone to jail, and looking at their lives as I was researching topics about them. And one of the things that I found is that the resilience that comes from hard times allows you to walk in a level of love that's really real. Because when you've gone through things that other people may equate to be at the bottom, and all you have to do is to go to the top, the level of appreciation and love that you have for the little things allows your life to be big. We don't all have to go to jail or use drugs or overcome those things in order to have that level of love. But we do need to be intentional about the love that we walk in and be conscious of how we treat one another. And when you recognize that the love around you is not just because of you, but it really is in spite of you, you can appreciate and be grateful for the love that you not only receive, but that you're able to give. That's what our Valentine's is going to be about. Enjoying the love around you. I hope you have an amazing, amazing Valentine. I hope you have an amazing, amazing Easter, an amazing, amazing first day of spring, amazing, St. Patrick's Day, any and every holiday that you choose to celebrate. I hope it's amazing. But most importantly, I hope that every day is amazing because you continue to love and enjoy the love around you. Thanks for listening.